Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let's put our hands together and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise here. Come on, give Jesus praise here. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place that serve Jesus exclusively give him praise that he's worthy of. I want you to join and sing with us if you know these songs. I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. This is to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming soon.
Declaring the word of the Lord, yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, August 22nd, 2021. Now, I'm the woman of God of this assembly. I am Bishop Shalene Cook. And as always, I am joined by some beautiful and anointed servant leaders of the Most High God in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Apostle Edwin Holloway, and representing our young people this morning, we have in the house with us Sister Jacoya Gray. So on behalf of all of us, we would just like to welcome you to this morning's worship service, and we pray that you will be blessed, hallelujah, beyond measure, pressed down, shaken together until running over. You can find us right here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, at this time, I would like to call for a wonderful man of God to open us in prayer in the persons of Apostle Edwin Holloway.
We ask you, Lord, to bow your hearts as we go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Father God, we come before your throne and we're lifting up this program. God, we're lifting up the people all around. We ask you, Lord God, to help us to be your cistern, that we might be hollowed out, that you may use us to speak to your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you, Lord, to break up the fallow ground, God, that they may be able to hear, that they may be able to receive your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we bind every foul spirit, every hindering spirit that will come up against them to being able to hear, every distraction, every evil work that would come to keep them from hearing your word. We put hooks in your nose, bridle your lips, band your hands and feet, and cast you out in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just ask that you to fill the void with the Holy Ghost, your power, your anointing, as we speak peace into their spirit right now in Jesus' name. And, Father God, no weapon, no deadly weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, thou hast condemned. And, Father, we thank you for giving them rest on every side, that there need to be adversary, no evil occurrence. And Father God, we thank you that you've disappointed the vices of the crafty, that the crafty's hands cannot perform the enterprise against them and against this broadcast in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for anointing the speaker of the hour, the anointing those that come in and give their comments, God.
Yeah. Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, Lord, God, that the people around the world may know that you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Father God,
God,
we thank you, God. And
thank
it's you, not
Jesus.
About a big I or a little you, but it's about you, God, in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Thank
and
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
We just want to say thank you this morning.
Thank
we
you,
just
Father.
Want to say thank you. Anoint the speaker of the hour, God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord,
thank you,
you for, and we give
thank
you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Somewhere a man will cry out for help to meet others.
Hallelujah. And glory to God. Love is truly in need today. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the beloved mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and to read from us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So at this time, would you please give your undivided attention to the beautiful mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, as she reads this morning's meditational reading. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. The meditational reading is entitled, God Says I Will in the New Covenant. We'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 through 12, and it reads, I will put my laws in their mind. I will be their God. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now, you may be feeling stressed at work today because your boss just gave you a lot of things to do. Maybe he told you, you have to type this letter. You have to meet this client. You have to write this report. You have to. Wouldn't it be nice if your boss had instead said, I will type the letter for you. I will meet the client for you. I will write this report for you. I will. Well, your boss may not be that gracious, but your Father in heaven is. When he found fault with the old covenant and established the new covenant, read more in Hebrew 8, 7 and 8, and his son's blood. His thou shalt became I will. You see, under the old covenant, the focus is on you. Then thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. All about your performance, your obedience, your works. But under the new covenant, God says, I will put my law in their mind. I will be their God. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, their sins, and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more. It is no longer you working for God, but God working for you, in you and through you. Isn't there something for me to do, you may ask? My friends, the only thing for you to do is to believe God's I wills. The more you believe his I wills are promises, the more you will see his heart for you and the more your faith will grow. It is foolish for me to just tell you, come on, man, have faith. You will not find it hard to have faith because I am not giving you anything to build faith in you. But if I were to tell you all about what God says he will do for you, faith will arise in your heart. Faith is a response to knowing what God says he will do for you. So the best thing you can do under the new covenant is to not focus on what you must do for God, but what God says he will do for you. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. The thought for the day, the more you know what God will do for you, the more faith will arise in your heart. Amen.
PDA, hit me! Check it out.
I wanna be faithful.
I'll be all that you want me to be. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just send me, Lord. I'll go. Hallelujah. It is now prayer time here once again at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And this is simply a time when we come together as a family and we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. This is a time when we lift up those that are lost, those that are hurting. Whatever the Lord lays in our spirit and our hearts to pray about, this is the time that we go to him and we lay it all at the foot of the cross and we leave it there. And this morning we will be led in prayer by none other than Apostle Zeta Flowers. She will be coming forth and praying for us because she prays with conviction. She prays with humility and sincerity.
Yes.
And we, when we pray here, we pray expecting God to move. So we are going to call Apostle Zeta Flowers forth right now in the name of Jesus, and she will lead us in this morning's prayer. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. Hallelujah. We are now going to the throne of grace to pray. Let everyone prepare their hearts, prepare their minds to pray. Let us bow our hearts, bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning humbly before you, knowing that you are our Almighty God. We come to you, Lord, asking and believing by faith that you will do what we ask of you this morning. We lift up the entire world to you this morning. We ask that you would move through the chaos, that you would change the things of the world, that you would move in these situations that man cannot undertake, but we know that you can. We ask, Lord, that you would move in Afghanistan, that you would straighten out the situation there. We lift up President Biden this morning. We lift up all of the officials that have a hand in the situation in Afghanistan. We lift up the situation in Israel and all over the world. And Lord, we ask that you would move in a mighty way in the situation with those that are being contracted to the virus, the new virus, and any other viruses. We ask, Lord, that you would move in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we pray for
Lord.
Your healing
Such an
for those,
word,
Lord, that are suffering, hallelujah,
oh,
from COVID and the other virus. We ask, Lord, that you would touch and that you would heal.
Yes, Lord.
That you would move and do away with all these viruses. In the name of Jesus, we know that you can. And so we ask your hand of protection upon us, upon all of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would watch over us. Hallelujah. That you would keep us from all hurt and harm, danger, and from being affected by these viruses in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we put our trust in you. We ask, Lord, that you would go in the hospitals, that you would touch, that you would heal, that you would set free, that you would raise up in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We pray that you would go into the prisons, the jails, the juvenile halls. We pray that you would move in there, God, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, God, that you would touch, hallelujah, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You would save, God, hallelujah. Use those that are employed, that know you, hallelujah, to minister
yes.
to those, hallelujah, that don't know you and those that also know you because they need to hear from you. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. And then we
yes.
ask, Lord, that you would free those, hallelujah, that you see fit to set free, that they may
yes,
be
Lord.
Free to serve you, free to do your will, free to live for you.
Yes.
And then we pray, Lord, that you would move in the nursing homes and all around, Lord, where there are people
yes.
that are
yes.
shut in and unable
yes.
to take care of themselves.
Yes.
We pray that you would visit them in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. In Jesus' name, that you would instill hope, God, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that they may trust you, hallelujah, and
yes.
believe in the name of Jesus, that they would accept you in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our families that are unsaved.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you would visit them this morning, that you would touch,
mm-hmm.
that you would touch the very heart, hallelujah, that you would change
yes,
the stony heart
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. That you would
yes.
change those stony hearts to flesh. Oh, do it, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, give them a change of mind, a change of heart. Bless them to be transformed in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, oh, God. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, we pray that you would take control over this storm, Henry. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes.
That you would stop it, God. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in spite of all that it said, they say it will do, Lord. We know that you can take control.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you
yes,
would
you
say,
can.
Peace be
yes,
still
be
in
still.
This
yes,
storm.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That yes. you would help, that you would handle it, that you would put a stop to it. In the name of Jesus. That your people will be protected. In Jesus'
yes.
name. In the name of Jesus. Oh, control the all of the destruction. And everything else, Lord, in
yes,
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And take care of your people.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank
yes.
you for it. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. We
yes,
lift up
Lord.
Our churches this morning. We ask,
yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
That you would move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus, that you would bring about correction where correction is needed.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and that you would touch. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, those that are held captive, we pray, Lord, that you would free them in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would speak this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, that
yes,
the sheep
Lord.
Will hear your voice this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we pray that you would raise up more righteous leaders in the name
yes.
of Jesus, those that will hear your voice, those that will speak, hallelujah, out of your voice, out of
yes,
your
Lord.
Word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God,
yes.
we pray for your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that have gone astray. We pray, Lord, that you will lead them back.
Yes,
back
Lord,
into the
in
fold,
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for ourselves this morning. Hallelujah. Whatever we stand in need of, we ask, Lord, that you would move in our situations. We pray, Lord, that you will touch and heal. Hallelujah. That you will provide us with breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Breakthroughs, God, in the name of Jesus, in every way. Hallelujah. Physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, in every way, Lord. And we praise you for it. We praise you. Now we lift up Spirit Alive and we lift up all the other ministries that are connected in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would move in a special way, that you would move in a mighty way in Jesus' name, that you would touch, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, those that are stricken, those that are sick, hallelujah, those that are struggling. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. We lift up the leader of this broadcast, Bishop Shirlene Cook. We ask, Lord, that you would bless in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That you would continue to make the way in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We lift up Mother Shirley Mitchell this morning. We thank you, Lord, for how you are blessing her. We thank you for strengthening her. We ask, Lord, that you would continue in the name of Jesus. In
Jesus'
name. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless the speaker of the hour this morning. Hallelujah. That the word will come forth. That it will be touching.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. To those that are listening in this morning. And to all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah and amen. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. Saints of God, it is now time for this morning's message. And I would just like to take a moment to say good morning to all of you that are just joining us. And retrieve your Bibles and turn to the book of Acts, chapter 6. We'll be looking at verse 1 through 7. Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 1 through 7. While you're finding that, I'm going to go ahead and have a word of prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come to your throne of grace asking you to completely empty me of self, and step into my body of clay and have your way. Father, I pray that this message will edify your saints, that it will encourage, empower, equip, and instruct them to live a more abundant life in you right now. And for those that do not know you in the pardon of their sin, today I pray that this will be a wake-up call. This will be a call to action to make you their Lord and their Savior. This is indeed my fervent prayer, and I pray it all in your son Jesus' name. Amen. All right, family of faith, this morning we will be pulling into the final stop of our transformational journey to purpose. Now, so far we have looked at how we as children of God have been uniquely created, gifted, shaped, and molded by God, who has purposed and gifted us to support his vision and his mission for his church. Now, although God has gifted us individually, he still wants his people to work as a team as they go about his unstoppable work. He wants us to work in synergy. Now, synergy is the interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or other agents to produce a combined effort greater than the sum of their separate efforts. Today, saints of God, I'm coming to invite you to and to inform you that you are included to be a part of God's dream team. But how can we do this? How can we as Christians be team players as we do our part in furthering God's work? Let us look at the scripture. Acts chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. And in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in their daily ministrations. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, and a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. Mm-hmm. This morning, I would like to look at four thoughts from this text that will explore the ideal of teamwork or synergy in fulfilling God's purpose in our lives and in our world. First of all, the first thought I want you to, or principle I want you to, get down in your spirit, is that team players must be willing to step up and meet the need. Love is in need today, saints. You see, the apostles had been in leadership training for 3 years under the greatest teacher this world has ever seen, ever known, or will ever know. They were students of Jesus of Nazareth, and they had learned a lot about helping people as they watch Jesus at work. So it is not surprising that after Jesus left them with a mission and sent the Holy Spirit to help them accomplish it, that the disciples are found distributing food to many widows who had come to believe on Jesus. They helped distribute food when Jesus fed 4,000 and then the 5,000. We read in Acts that some of the Christians in the early church sold extra property and laid the money at the feet of the apostles. The purpose for this money was to help meet the physical needs of those in the church who lacked what they needed. So for an unknown period of time, the apostles worked hard at meeting the genuine physical needs of the people they ministered to. And the largest group of these people that were known were the widows. Now, scholars tell us that many foreign Jews who lived in other lands would move to Israel, especially Jerusalem, in their old age because that was where they wanted to be buried. Consequently, there seemed to be a large concentration of displaced widows in Jerusalem. So Jews typically provided well for widows in obedience to the Old Testament, which instructed them to take care of the widows. However, there weren't enough foreign synagogues in Jerusalem to adequately provide for the non-native Jewish widows. That is where the church came in. Many of these widows were receiving the gospel and turning to Jesus. Peter and the other apostles were doing their best to meet the needs, but the church by this time could easily have been 10,000 people strong. Even 12 leaders could not keep up with all the demands of providing spiritual leadership, along with making sure everyone had enough food to eat. But the point to be made is that the apostles had stepped up and were meeting the needs the best way that they knew how. And the lesson for us is this. We will face times when people need help and we are in position to help them. Ministry will need to happen. And if we do not step up and just do it, then the need will go unmet. This is common in both small churches and large churches. Sometimes you just have to roll up your sleeves and get to work, even if you are not especially gifted in that certain area. However, I want to point out that we are all wired differently. God has gifted us all uniquely so that we can do certain things better than other things. So through our willingness to serve and to step up and to meet the needs, we may find ourselves tied to an area we are not really suited for doing long term. That doesn't mean that we should panic and bail out, but let's look at the second principle the apostles had to grapple with. Team players must recognize when it is time to get out of the way. I repeat, we must recognize when it's time to get out of the way. There may come a time when we need to make room for the gifts of other people. Maybe God has been using us in a certain area and we've been faithful to do the best that we can, but we know we are not using our God-given abilities to their fullest. Now, this requires a lot of honesty, and it also requires a lot of humility, and also, I would say, a willingness to stay with it until God releases you. The apostles apparently weren't doing an adequate job of distributing the food. They were not really equipped to run a food distribution center themselves. However, there were others that would be able to put the time and energy needed into meeting the physical needs of the Christian community. The apostles knew exactly what they were called to do. They did not consider themselves above serving others or helping widows. However, they knew that they were being pulled away from the Word of God and from prayer. Their days were being filled with making sure that hundreds of people were adequately cared for. It was exhausting, and it was endless work. Perhaps their prayer lives were suffering. We rarely think of people in the Bible struggling with their prayer lives, but we have to remember, they were no different than us. So the apostles presented the ideal to the church that they should select 7 faithful men who would be able to serve the Lord by taking care of the food distribution. Now, most religious scholars agree that since the names of the seven men were Greek names, that they were probably Greek-speaking Jews from other places who had relocated in Israel. In other words, they were from a group of people who were complaining that the needs of the widows among them were being neglected. Rather than selecting Jews who were natives to Jerusalem, they chose foreign Jews to oversee all the food distribution. The church was not worried that their own interests would not be served. They just wanted to see that the need was met. Well, the seven men they picked were apparently very godly and very trustworthy men who would deal fairly in all that they did. Now, that brings us to point number three. And I'm talking that we must be spirit-filled. I'm talking about present tense. Because, see, those men were filled with the Spirit, and they were, and we must be filled with the Spirit here and now. And because the Word of God says, it doesn't say that they had been filled with the Spirit and that it was done, it was a done deal since they had spoken in tongues. No, they were known to be full of the Spirit. So that means no doubt the fruit of the Spirit was very evident in their lives. When you looked at those apostles, you saw love, joy, peace. You saw the long suffering.
Yes.
The power of the Spirit was evident in their lives as they shared the good news with others. And saying to God, we need to be full of the Spirit. We need to seek God on a daily basis and ask him to fill us with his Spirit so that we can do all and be all that he has called us to do and to be. If you have asked God to forgive you of your sins and to be the leader of your life, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. However, we should still seek to be filled with his Holy Spirit continually so that we have something to give to others. If you've been seeking but have not received the fullness of his Holy Spirit, don't give up. Keep seeking and you will find. Jesus said, seek me and ye will find me. Knock and the door shall be open. So just keep on asking and you will receive. Just keep asking, how can I help others, Father God? How can I stay full of the wisdom, of the Spirit? Because, see, I want to be full of wisdom. We have to seek God's wisdom to effectively do what he has called us to do. James said in 3:17, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, pure wisdom. Then it's peace-loving. It's considerate. Submissive, full of mercy and good fruit. It is impartial and it is sincere. Say to God, are we walking in that wisdom of God that's peace-loving, that's pure, considerate, that is submissive to God and submissive to others? Are we demonstrating mercy and that fruit of the Spirit? And are we doing it without impartiality and insincerity? See, we need that Holy Spirit so that we can not only be full of wisdom, but we need to be full of faith. Now, I plan on having us look at the life of Stephen probably in the next couple of weeks because he is singled out as being full of faith. He believed God for the miraculous. And God used him mightily. Acts 6:8 tells us that he was a man full of God's grace and power. And he did great wonders and miraculous signs amongst the people. That gift is available to each and every one of us that are blood-washed believers today. And I believe that one or more of you within the sound of my voice, you have just that. You need to cultivate it. And you need to let God develop it into maturity into you. Well, what was the result of the apostles and believers working out the wrinkles and perhaps disagreements amongst them? We see it in verse 7, which leads me to my final point of the day. When we are a part of God's dream team, our anointed efforts will result in the growth of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Someone said that a lot can be accomplished if nobody cares who gets the credit. Ultimately, God gets the credit because it is his church, his people, and his work. He wants us to learn to work together to reach the lost. Because God's people were willing to obey him and work as a team, we read the results in verse 7. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. In chapter 5, we talked about the unstoppable work of God. We can be a part of the team that is about our Father's business, but we need each other. If we try to go it alone and just do it our way, we may make it, but we may not. And we may miss the mark of effectiveness, and we will have missed the joy that is found in close fellowship with other believers. You see, members of God's dream team, their efforts are empowered by the Holy Spirit. And if we somehow were able to create a good team effort on our own, we would not be effective in producing lasting spiritual growth. Because only the Holy Spirit gives life. And we need him more than ever. As I close today, I want you to think about this. We are a part of something that is God's ideal to win the world. We are a part of the ultimate dream team, the church, the body of Christ, doing the will of God together. And as we seek to do what God has called us to do, sometimes we're going to have to know and understand that we need to just step up and meet the need. One of the reasons why I love the people here at Spirit Alive is because even though we sit all over the country, hallelujah, I can tell you that the servant leaders at Spirit Alive are busy. They're distributing food in Oakland. They're on the prayer line, hallelujah, down there in Arizona. They're giving people rides out there, hallelujah, in Cape Girardeau. They're doing what they can do, hallelujah. They're calling up and encouraging folks out there in Huddle, up there in the Loo. They're doing what they can do to bless somebody. And all that comes together on Sunday morning. We come together and we praise God for the many opportunities that we have had during the week to operate collectively and individually. See, the one thing I know is that I can't save the world by myself. I prayed for God to send Holy Ghost filled, anointed, wise leaders that were not ashamed of the gospel, who didn't need no credit. They just want God to get the glory. And he blessed me and he sent them. And I am constantly thinking of ways and coming up with things to do so that they can shine their light even brighter for God around this world. You see, it's a wonderful thing. God blessed me individually to have a Christian broadcast network. But see, I also know that God wants us to be a part of a dream team. And God has sent me my dream team. And whether they stay or whether they go, I know that they all belong to God. It's about them doing what God has purposed them to do. They may be here for a season. They may be here for a lifetime. But they are not my evangelists. They are not my ministers. They are not my apostles. They belong to God. They're supposed to be doing what God told them to do, what he said, where he said, when he said. And what I'm going to do is be over here in the wings just cheering them on. Hallelujah. I'm a part of God's dream team. I'm honored to be in the service of other sold out, blood washed believers. I'm blessed to be in the service with folks who really just want God's will to be done. And if you don't know God and Jesus in the pardon of your sin, if you don't know God's plan, today, right now, I'm going to have Minister Gladys come forth, and she's going to extend an invitation to you on how you can let go of the world's hand and get on God's plan. Minister Gladys, come forth and render the invitation for today.
Good morning, Saints. I would just like to extend this hand of fellowship with you, pray this prayer of salvation. If we believe that God died and rose on the third day, that's all that's really needed. Believe that. Have faith that he is, he will, and he shall do all but fail. I want to pray this prayer of salvation with you. If you can repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I know I am a sinner. I come to you. I ask that you come into my life, lead and guide me. I will follow your will and your ways. I do believe that you died and rose on the third day. I do believe that you have an eternal place for me.
Hallelujah,
so
Jesus.
That I may dwell and live forever with you.
Hallelujah.
I will abide in you as you and me. And I do accept this invitation of salvation. And if you believe
Hallelujah.
That with all earnesty and all your heart, then you will be saved. And you have been saved. And you can dwell with the Lord eternally. Saying it's going to all be easy, but we repent and we go on through the day.
Hallelujah.
I pray that you prayed this prayer and that you have received God into your life and into your heart. In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Amen. Prophetess Kathleen, would you please come in now and pray for those new converts? I'm seeing 8. So would you please pray for the new converts? And whatever the Lord lays on your heart right now, just come forward and pray for converts and their purpose. Amen.
Thank you, Father God. We just give you the praise and the glory this morning. We thank you, all of those who have come to you today and given their hearts to you. We pray for the new converts. And Father God, we pray for their strength, the anointing, Father God, your encouragement, Holy Ghost, in their lives to strengthen them that they move on in you, Father God, with faith. Thank you, Father God. We just ask you that you would stir them up in your word. Stir them up. Keep them close to you, oh God,
yes,
as
Lord.
They pray and as they lift themselves up to you, God. We thank you for their strength, their encouragement, that they know that there's nothing too hard for God, like the word says. There's nothing impossible
yes,
to him
Lord.
That
thank
believes
you, Jesus.
You, Father God. God, we just thank you that your word is true, and you are God. You are not a man that should lie or the son of man that should repent. The scripture says that once you said it, it is so. And your word is so. We can believe your word. And Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
We just ask that you would touch, strengthen, and heal the new converts, Father God. Heal hearts. Some of them need
yes.
hearts that need to be healed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Some of them need healing in their bodies, Father God. Give them a
yes.
miracle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Some
yes.
of them need wisdom, oh God. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For giving them wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing.
this very hour for them right now.
Yes,
and
Lord,
that they know
you.
In their hearts that this is the best decision that they will have made in their lives. The
yes.
Come with Jesus. And Father God, we just pray it all and we thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Holloway, thank you for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. This is now part of the service that I love the most. It's where I ask all of these anointed servant leaders to come. They're not coming to re-preach the message. They're just coming to give you a golden nugget that you can hold on to throughout the week, or they might just have put their praise on it. So this morning, I would like to say again, good morning to Apostle Zeta Flowers. She is preparing for her own worship service. So first and foremost, we just want to say, Father God, we just want to thank you now for Apostle Zeta Flowers. Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit falls fresh in her worship service today, oh God. We pray that her members, Lord, will be strengthened and edified. And Father, we pray that you would send someone to her today that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin. Because we know that Apostle Zeta is obedient, Lord, and she will immediately begin to show them the way. So please bless her worship service. Bless every participant. Bless her servant leaders, Lord. Bless her complete house of faith. And I just pray it all in Jesus' name. Apostle Zeta, would you like to have a word before you get off of here and run to your own service?
Yes.
Amen.
I'm here. All right.
Amen.
I just have to go outside for a second, but I'm back in. Yes, I enjoyed the message this morning. And, of course, the messenger, it was a good message, and it was a wonderful, straightforward message talking about, you know, what we have to do, what we need to do, and how we should go about doing it, trusting God to accomplish the things that he has called us to do for his people. And so it really touched my heart. And my daughter and I just got back the beginning of this week from Arizona. We were down in the camp with the Holloways and had a wonderful time praying for people there and praying for those that entered our minds and praying for the will of God to be done in our own lives.
Yeah.
And so it was just a blessing. And the message touched me because that's what it's all about. And I know that there are some of us that are doing just that. And I'm aiming to do even more.
Yeah.
And encouraging others to do the will of God. And encouraging others to exercise their gifts that God has poured into them, and we know by that we will get the work done.
Yes.
Because when he left this earth, he gave it over to us to accomplish.
Yes,
and it's just a blessing, and we too are supposed to be seeing wonders and miracles performed.
Yes.
Through our work, and I thank God for that we're all about accomplishing and doing his will. God bless you. I enjoyed the message.
God bless you.
And it resonates with my soul.
I know that's
spirit.
Right. While you were outside,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Apostle, while you were outside, we did have a word of prayer for your worship service because we are praying.
I heard it. My phone was with me.
We know that you are about to fire the bins. Amen. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Very, very good message. I was so glad that we talked about synergy and how to work together. And, you know, a team can't be one person. Now, if Jesus needed disciples on his team, you know we need people, other people on our team to help get the job done. So we need to have the energy and the team people to work together to get it done. And I also was glad to hear where you touched on the beginning of the church. Most people think there was only Jesus' church, our church. There was thousands of churches probably during the first century. All of them wasn't very good, but there was a whole lot of them. But God's church has prevailed, and that's why we know he is the only true and living God, because all the rest of the churches have fallen, for the most part, by the wayside. So
Amen.
It is the church to help to feed the widows and sometimes others as well. So I'm just glad that we got to hear this message and know that we are part of the dream team that's supposed to help do this. And when we can, we should. Now, if
Amen.
We can't, God does not hold that against us. He just says, later, maybe, whatever his answer is to it, he is preparing us to help who and when and
Amen.
Where and how we
can. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. That was beautiful, Mother Mitchell. Thank you. Hallelujah. We are going to
Amen.
Go down now to the camp. Hallelujah. Today we're going back down to the camp in Arizona. Apostle and prophetess, come on in the room.
Praise God. We thank God for the camp in Arizona. God is good. I just wanted to say that I've enjoyed the message and how we fit into the kingdom of God. Each one of us has a place in God's kingdom and a work. If you don't know what your work is, just do something. Help somebody else until God zeroes you in on what you're to do. I enjoy doing the helps before I started ministering and preaching and teaching. I enjoyed cooking. I enjoyed working with the homeless. And even after I was in ministry, I was helping the homeless. That's part of the ministry, outreach.
Yes.
So even the servant leaders get out and pass out the food and the clothes and all of that. So we each have a part in God's kingdom. And I just love it. We are in the ultimate dream team, as Bishop said. And I just thank God for the word. And it's just so plain that we're each a part of something great, and it's great because it is God. And here's Apostle.
Amen. Thank
praise.
You, Father. That was beautiful. Thank you.
God bless you.
We give God praise, glory, and honor. And being a part of the team, there's a head, but then there's the arms, there's the legs.
Yeah.
There's the feet. We all have a part in the whole body. The eye can't scratch the head, so there's
That's
the
right.
hand. The hand's job is to scratch the head.
That's
the,
right.
The feet take the head, take the body down the road. The arm can't take the body down the road. We all have a part in the body. So once you find out what your part is, do it to the best of your ability. Do it with all your heart.
Yeah.
And God will bless your part. So we have been in ministry for quite a while, and we've been a blessing to others. We have fed the homeless. We've given out clothes. We've given out food. We have done quite a bit. But God has got us on another road, and we're
Amen.
Getting ready to jump into something even greater. So
Amen. Hallelujah,
God,
Jesus.
We thank God for the word this morning. God bless you all.
Thank you, Apostle. Amen. God bless you. Beautiful comment. Minister Gladys, come on back in the room.
Giving God all praise, honor, and glory on this morning. Just thanking him for his church. I thank
yes.
God for this message of unity, organization, how it starts, the how it works together, and, you know, a perfect illustration, Apostle Holloway giving about the body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. We just give God glory, honor, and praise. Now, we do have, I do have my little sister in here, Miss Jacoya, but we never want to put her on the spot. But Jacoya, would you like to have a word of praise, or do you have a comment this morning? Okay. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I just praise God for each and every one of you. Taking from Apostle Zeta, she brought us a beautiful word, a beautiful conference entitled Resurge. And part of resurging is energizing. So, saints of God, we need to energize and synergize for the kingdom of God. We need to come together and stop worrying about who's doing what and start looking at, is the work getting done? Are we taking care of the widows? Are we visiting the sick? Are we going to the prisons? Are we actually out there beating those streets, talking to those folks under those bridges and overpasses? What are we really doing independently and collectively for the kingdom of God? Well, I pray that you understand now that you are a part of God's dream team. We pray that you will apply this word in your daily lives and that you will go out and bless somebody this week. Amen. If there be nothing else, we'll have Mother Mitchell come with the benediction, and I will dismiss you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience with Bishop Shirlene Cook, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle and Prophetess Holloway, Sister Jacoya Gray, and Apostle Zeta Flowers, along with Minister Gladys. We are so glad that you all joined us here today, and we pray that you continue to have a beautiful, blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours. It is truly our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace, and remember, God loves you, and so do we. Until we see you next week, God bless you. Amen. I love you, family. Beautiful worship
Amen.
Service. Thank you so much. Beautiful.
Love you.
Amen. I love you.